What's up, my friends? It's Rick Mulready here. Listen, if you are feeling like you're struggling to keep up with all the AI opportunities, or maybe you're wondering how to even start leveraging AI in your business without all the headaches, the AIify newsletter is designed with you in mind, my friend. Every week, I simplify AI for you, showing you how to apply it and integrate it into your business so that you can work less and profit more. As one of my readers put it, it's a must-have for any entrepreneur who wants to get more done in less time. And they said there's a lot of noise out there and your information is up to date, yet just feels more calm and more relatable. So I want to invite you to sign up for the AIify newsletter. It's free. Just go to rickmulready.com/newsletter. That's rickmulready.com/newsletter. Hey, my friend, welcome to the Art of Online Business podcast. My name is Rick Mulready, and I'm an online business coach. I'm an ads expert, and most importantly, I'm a dad. And this show is where we help established online course creators and coaches create more profit, more impact with less hustle. All right, let's get into it. All right. What's up, my friends? Welcome to today's quick tip episode here on the show. And this is episode number 633 of this podcast here. And I want to share that with you today because it kind of goes to my point of what I'm going to be talking about here today. So this episode is for all of you podcasters, or if you are thinking about starting a podcast. Now, this is between this podcast and my very first podcast, which I started back in 2013. It was called Inside Social Media. I did 52 episodes of that. So my quick math tells me I've done 685 podcast episodes over the last 9 years. So I just obviously love this medium of communicating with you all and adding value to you. And so I made a huge mistake for the first 8 years of podcasting. I made it so much harder on myself. And I want to share with you why that is and what I did. Now, I did make it harder for myself, but, you know, to explain a little bit further, it's not, you know, the technology to do what I'm going to share with you here in just a second didn't even exist until a few years ago. And that is this whole concept of dynamic content, or, you know, some platforms call it dynamic ad insertion. I'm going to share my experience with Buzzsprout, which is what I use to host this podcast here. This is the third podcasting host that I have used over 9 years and is by far my favorite. It is the easiest to use. I literally moved my show several months ago into Buzzsprout. And for those of you who know me and been listening for a while, you know that I am not a techie person at all. And so when the thought of moving my podcast from the previous platform that I was using into Buzzsprout, like, my eyes glaze over. I'm like, I have no idea how I'm going to do that. I literally went into Buzzsprout and just like searched on how to do this. And my friends, I did it myself. I did it in a matter of minutes. It was just a redirect of a link, and it walked you through step by step. And it was just, I had it set up literally the same day within, I think, the entire catalog, back catalog of my podcast here was into Buzzsprout in a matter of an hour total. And that wasn't an hour of me doing it. It, like, for me, it was like 5 minutes, and then it just took some time to migrate episodes over. But anyway, the mistake that I made for so long was I made it so much harder to update promotions that I was talking about in podcast episodes. Here's what I mean by that. So you've likely heard the term pre-roll, post-roll, mid-roll. So a pre-roll is just some form of audio that goes at the beginning of your episode. Post-roll is some form of audio that goes at the end of your episode. Mid-roll is audio that goes in the middle of your episode. And this can be your intro. This can be your outro. This could be an ad. This could be a promotion for a launch, you know, talk about your upcoming book, whatever it might be. In a matter of clicks, you have the opportunity within Buzzsprout to record your promo or your intro, whatever it might be. Let's just say, so here's an example. If you've been listening for a while, you know that recently Zapier was a sponsor of this podcast here. And fun fact here, this was my first sponsorship of this podcast, which was very intentional. I get asked all the time about sponsorships. Zapier just made a ton of sense. For me, I've been using Zapier for years. I really like the tool and what you can do with it. I felt like it was a great fit for you all if you haven't tried it. And by the way, if you want to try it, it's zapier.com, zapier.com/art. And you can try it out for free right there. But anyway, my point being is that they came and they said, okay, we'd love to be a sponsor. So I recorded the audio clip of the promotion. We used dynamic content in Buzzsprout to, within literally a matter of clicks, put that Zapier promotion at the beginning of every single episode I've done here on the podcast. So my entire back catalog of, you know, at that time it was like 600 episodes, I can put that promotion at the beginning of every single episode that I've ever done of this podcast. And you can do the same thing if you want to do it as a post roll as well, meaning at the end of your podcast. And so the mistake that I made over the years was I didn't keep track of where I was putting my promotions. Because, you know, if you've been podcasting for any period of time or creating, you know, YouTube videos or whatever it might be, and you're promoting something 2 years ago that is completely irrelevant today, well, how cool would it be to be able to go back and dynamically update that promotion, meaning automatically remove that promotion and change it out with a current promotion, right? And so that's what the dynamic content tool inside of Buzzsprout allows you to do. And again, you can do this if you want to have the same intro, for example, for your podcast. You just create the intro once, and then in their dynamic content section in Buzzsprout, like you can, again, within a matter of clicks, say, okay, I want this on every single episode in my catalog, and then going forward, right? The other thing you can do is say, oh, I only want this promotion I just recorded on select episodes where it makes sense for you. And so you can, you know, go through and handpick episodes, like choose episodes that you want that promotion on. And so by not being, frankly, I just didn't do it smartly because I just didn't know any better in the past, where I would always kind of mix up where I put promotions, whether it was at the very beginning or whether it was in kind of like the intro. And it becomes that much harder to go back and update those promotions when they're completely irrelevant now, right? So let's just say you are doing a promotion for an upcoming launch and you want to advertise your video series or your webinar, or whatever it is that you're doing for your launch. And you want to talk about that and send people to a call to action to, hey, go register on your podcast, right? Well, after your launch is done, if it's a closed cart scenario, well, that link, you know, unless you're redirecting it to something else that's super helpful for you, that link is going to be irrelevant after your launch. So that's where dynamic content is really, really helpful. And so you create this promotion or what have you, this audio clip, you know, and again, it can be, I think I said it before, like 15 seconds, 30 seconds, 45 seconds, whatever it is you want it to be. You record it once and then you just insert it dynamically into, again, I'm mentioning Buzzsprout because that's what I use and I really, really like it. And yes, by the way, I am a proud affiliate for them because I just love using Buzzsprout and it works. And I have a lot of our accelerator members moving over to Buzzsprout to take advantage of this dynamic content opportunity. Now you can do it with some other platforms, but for the price of Buzzsprout, super inexpensive. And the ease of doing this, I've, like, again, this is the third platform I've used and I've never found anything easier to do. So by the way, if you want to check it out through my link, I honestly don't even know what kind of commission I get, which I should probably know that, but it'd be super helpful. And I would super appreciate if you want to go check out Buzzsprout for your podcast, go to rickmulready.com/buzz, B-U-Z-Z. And so yeah, rickmulready.com/buzz. But this whole concept of dynamic content has been a complete, I hate to use the phrase, but it's a game changer for the podcast and what we're able to do. And so what we're doing now is we've got a project going on the team of going back and looking at all the past episodes where we did promotions that aren't relevant anymore or that we want to update. And so we need to delete those clips, right? And then get into fully onboarding, you know, the use of dynamic content so that going forward, it's just much more streamlined, much easier to be promoting what is relevant and what is top of mind right now. Okay. And so again, if you have a podcast and, or you're thinking about doing a podcast, I really encourage you to use dynamic content. And I definitely recommend Buzzsprout to make it easier to really automate putting promotions into your episodes. Again, you can use it for your intro. Just record the intro once and boom, you can do it. You can use it via dynamic content or also an outro. You can do it as a post roll. So makes your job, it's just way more effective. And it makes your job so much easier when you're putting together your podcast episodes or your podcast manager is doing that. It has been a huge game changer for me. And it's been super helpful. And it's also opened up way more opportunities to do things with the podcast here. So encourage you to check it out. Hope that was helpful for you, my friends. And by the way, when it comes to podcasting, it is not too late to start a podcast. If you don't have a podcast, a lot of people say, oh, is it too late? No, it is not. And it is still one of the best mediums to be communicating with and attracting your people that you want to be serving in your business. And again, I love Buzzsprout. rickmulready.com/buzz is the affiliate link. Again, I honestly don't even know what the compensation is when you go sign up for Buzzsprout through that link, but definitely check it out. Let me know what you thought of today's episode. Did you know about dynamic insertion? Did you know about dynamic content? You know, it has been awesome. Shoot me a DM over on Instagram. I'm at Rick Mulready. And let me know. Have you been using it? Did you not know about this? Is this new? Let me know. Thank you so much, as always, my friend, for listening to today's episode. Super appreciate you. Until next time, be well, and I'll talk to you soon.